And I've said this before. I've worked with a lot of clothing designers. I've had to rig a lot of their clothing. And I had this conversation with a couple clothing designers, and they basically told me that they want every person in Second Life to see the exact same mesh. And that's why they don't use bump maps, and that's why they use so much detail in their meshes, because they want everyone, even the people with computers that can't run Second Life that well, they even want those people to see their meshes all the same way, which I guess for business terms in some way makes sense, but not for content
even creation. If they only see them once per minute or whatever frame rate they get.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, of course, there's this basic problem that you can't see more detail than you have pixels on your screen, so any model that's trying to shove more polygons at you than the resolution can support is sort of meaningless. I don't really know how to handle things from the kind of awareness perspective and getting people to have a kind of a shared vision, but like, obviously part of it is trying to make sure that we're giving people the right information about how complex their models are and hopefully the right incentives to try to make things efficient.
That's the biggest issue is, you know, user information, because if those content creators / business people understood that no matter what they do to their outfit, it's not going to be seen the exact same as it is by everybody, then maybe they would not bother putting as much detail and whatnot into it, or maybe providing options. I mean, even wind light settings can have an effect on what the color of your textures are, so.
Yeah, well, that's true. Of course, there's so many controls that, you know, trying to have kind of guaranteed identical appearance, kind of a tough objective to me.
If they understood that if you take a model into ZBrush and you sculpt in all these details and whatnot, and then you bake your ambient occlusion map, or you bake your normal map, or you bake it into your texture that you apply to your outfit, then everybody might be able to see those details, and you could still have a lower poly outfit. That might help, but it's a Second Life user education that part of a big problem, I think.